Hello, and welcome to the Landis Cooperative Experience, featuring the Bull Bear Banter. We all know that markets often behave in a way that can't easily be explained. The Bull Bear Banter is our best effort to digest the noise of the marketplace. So thank you for joining us. Sit back, relax, and let's talk about the markets.
Hello, this is Cheyenne Dunham, and I am one of our grain merchandisers here at Ames. I also oversee origination for our Ralston soy plant. Today, I'm joined by Tom Guinan, who is our Vice President of Producer Grain Marketing and works closely with our grain marketing advisors. Friday afternoon, March corn closed down 2.25 cents at 374.5. That was down 5 cents from last Friday's close. For soybeans, March closed up 1.25 cents at 914.5. That was down 4 cents for the week. We just kind of want to note that while we saw an almost 8 cent swing on corn and almost 10 cents on beans today, we haven't seen a lot of movement overall this week, considering the release of this much anticipated report, which kind of leads me into our big story. As always, we've been waiting all week, and I would even say all year, for some new WASD information. Tom, can you kind of break down what we saw on the corn side of this report?
Absolutely, Cheyenne. So DEIS-1 stocks were pegged at 12 billion bushels versus the average trade guess of 12.092, a little lower than the average trade. The 18-19 yield came in at 176.4 bushels per acre versus a September estimate of 178.9. That gives us a production number for last crop year of 14.42 billion bushels versus a September estimate of 14.62. And that will leave us with ending stocks at the end of this crop year of 1.735 billion bushels versus 1.781 estimated in September, and an average trade guess of 1.708. And so why don't you give us a little bit of an update on soybeans?
Thanks, Tom. Looking at the soybean numbers for DEIS-1 stocks, we saw them come in at 3.74 billion versus the average trade estimate of 3.74. For our 18-19 yield, it came in at 51.6 bushels an acre versus our September estimate of 52.1, so a little lower there. And our 18-19 production came in at 4.5 billion versus the September estimate of 4.6. Overall, our 18-19 ending stocks came in at 910 million versus 955 in September and 926 for the average trade estimate. Overall, I would say the quick and dirty on this is we saw higher December 1st stocks, lower production, lower yield. And looking at our world stocks, we saw more corn, less beans. Both were outside the range of trade estimates, but everything else seemed to kind of fall within the expected range. And the other thing, too, that we kind of discussed throughout the day with producers is that a lot of this was already priced into the market. I think we kind of knew leading up to it that we didn't see the yields that we saw from previously. So just to see those numbers kind of confirmed that and maybe kind of leveled out the reaction that we might have been anticipating otherwise.
Well, Cheyenne, as you and I have talked quite a bit this week, we've really encouraged a lot of guys to leave some offers for us to work for them, and we saw the value of that today. We had a lot of guys that were able to get their 350 corn offers hit for old crop corn, and that's just not possible in a lot of our locations today at the close, but it was during that quick spike we saw right after the report was released. Markets dropped back down quicker than most of us would have ever been able to anticipate or be able to even pick up the phone and call somebody.
Thanks, Tom. I think we can definitely confirm that. Sitting there watching those numbers, there's no way I could pick up the phone, find my local co-op's number, and call in to get that price locked in. Because as soon as you call in, the price that's posted is what you're going to get for your grain. So those offers are just the best way to kind of set it ahead of time and let the market do what it needs to do. Kind of looking ahead, what we want to be watching for, we've been mentioning our Women in Ag event ventures that's going to be in Des Moines March 22nd and 23rd, but I don't think we've actually talked about it that much, and we're not going to cover everything today, but we do want you to look forward to it next week, as we're going to go a little more into detail about the speakers that we had last year, the different activities that we did, and kind of what to anticipate for this next year, because we really would like to see some more registration for that. It's a great opportunity for female producers, for wives of producers that want to learn a little bit more about it. Anyone who has, you know, daughters who are wanting to get involved in it, or someone else in the family, it's just a good opportunity for women to kind of get together, learn a little bit more about the markets, become a little more comfortable with it, and maybe learn some things outside of what you're normally experienced with. And as always, if you have a question, make sure to email us. You can do that at podcast@landiscooperative.com. I know this was kind of short and sweet, but unfortunately, the markets just didn't provide as much excitement as I think we were all leading up to. So that's all we have for you. We want to appreciate you joining us for the Bull Bear Banter. This is part of the Landis Cooperative Experience podcast. If you have any questions regarding grain marketing decisions, please reach out to your area grain marketing advisor. We want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.